Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's program is part of the new They Found the Answer series, presented by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Don O'Brien is featured today in this pre-recorded special. As you listen, you may sense an awareness of your need for God, and perhaps even realize in a unique way God's love for you. And as such, if you'd like to learn more about what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, I encourage you to visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Or perhaps you're listening, and as you listen online to the show, go ahead and just click, I want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Go ahead and click that. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy this heart-to-heart moment, starting with my introduction of Don O'Brien. Maya Angelou shared her opinion when she wrote, "Courage is the most important of all virtues, because without it, we can't practice any other virtue with consistency." Every day, our special guest serves an audience of literally thousands in what is arguably the most important part of the day, the morning. God uses her to reach the hearts of people with words of hope, comfort, inspiration, all in a dynamically entertaining way. She brings in the dawn of a new day. She's one of the great gifts that God has given to Hawaii. Her talent is world class. So is her capacity. And when I think of her, I think of courage to do what she does each day, but more so to be where she is today from where she came and what she's been through in her life. Now, we want you to know the reason for this program, the real heart of this program, is for you to be brought closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know His love, to know and experience His hope and purpose. And in the midst of whatever challenge that you may be facing today, whatever circumstance, whatever daunting scenario or situation you may find yourself, that God is with you, He's close to you, that Jesus Christ is calling you. Don O'Brien is one of the finest communicators you'll hear. Gut-busting humor, combined with spiritual insight, biblical integrity, and of course, practical applications to life. Every day on 95.5, The Fish, the morning show, she's in the fish tank. But have you heard how Don O'Brien came to know the Lord Jesus Christ? It's a story you will not forget. Don, welcome to our show.
Aloha and good afternoon. It's a little odd to be on in the afternoons, but thank you so much, Danny, my dear friend, for having me on your show.
Absolutely, Don. Thank you for being with us today. It's extra special having you on our show today. Tell us, Don, where did you grow up?
Interesting. People don't realize my name is Don O'Brien, hence the title of the show, The Dawn of a New Day in Hawaii Ne. And I always crack the joke to I said, my dad, why didn't you name me Eve? It would have been better working hours. I could wake up in the afternoon, but right now I come to work 4 a.m. in the morning, 4:30. And he said, okay, Eve, if you want to be the lady who kind of messed up the world, then okay, we'll switch your name. And I went, oh, I like my name, Dawn. I like my name, Dawn, Dad. But I was born in the country of Tonga in the South Pacific. Tonga is the very first country to cross into the brand new day. And I was born in the morning on August 31st, 1970. So a little while back, and it was easy for my parents to choose the name Dawn. My daddy is a good Irishman, Michael Patrick O'Brien, and I'm Dawn O'Brien. And my mom is Tongan, so I'm a Afakasi, a half-half. In Tonga, we grew up for a little bit, and I have three baby sisters. We eventually came to America with our dad, who is an American. He was there with the Peace Corps. But they unfortunately divorced when I was about 9 years old. At that point, we were growing up on the Big Island of Hawaii, and I was going to Keao Elementary School. And my dad and mom split, and there was a little bit of a custody battle as they kind of duked it out and continued to, as sometimes unfortunately happens, that they want to hurt each other using these things. Eventually and essentially, my dad gave up the custody of his four daughters. He loved us very much, but he said, you should be raised by your mother. And she, when she won custody, she decided she needed to go to the mainland, to California, for different reasons. She's a very beautiful lady. And there was a lot of infidelity on both sides of the marriage. Mm-hmm. And eventually they wanted to pursue other interests. But unfortunately, one of those interests was not us four. I was 9 years old at the time. My sister Tina was 7. My sister Michelle was 5. And my baby sister Keaka was 3 years old. We were sent down back to Tonga, which is a third world country. Mm-hmm. And I remember at the airport, at Honolulu International Airport, we didn't know my mom was leaving until she was kind of a smart Tongan. She gave us food to eat. And we love to eat, right? So we're sitting there, Honolulu International. We're all excited for the big trip with our mom. She brought our Tongan and Auntie Lini to come get us, and then she fed us hot dogs and ice cream, I remember. And when we had our mouths all happy with food and closed around the food, she told us she was leaving, and she stood up and said goodbye. And she looked at me, I remember, and
just
she
like
said,
that.
Yep. And she said, be a good girl, Dawn. Take care of your sisters. Be a very good girl, and I'll come back for you in a little while. And at that point, I realized that everything that I knew had ended. I had gone to been in school on the Big Island. We had our O'Brien family there, all of our friends and everyone we knew. And I just understood that all of this was about to change. I kept eating, but as my mother walked away, she was wearing a beautiful blue skirt that day, as I remember. And my baby sister, Keaka, 3 years old, she had gorgeous curly hair. She kind of looked like that little child actor. I forget her name, but she used to sing songs and have curly hair. And she went running after my mom. And just as she was about to grab the hem of her skirt, my Auntie Lini grabbed her by her arm and dragged her back. And as I watched her curly hair dragging on the cement floor of Honolulu International, I knew that my life was dramatically over in the way that I had understood it. And we got on that plane. We flew into Nuku'alofa, Tonga, which is where my family lives in the capital city. And we stayed there for quite a while, and we are half Haole, right? That was not a very popular thing. Sometimes we were picked on a lot. There's not a lot of food. Our family is a poor family, as most families are in Tonga. And so we didn't eat every single meal. I often wrote letters home begging either parent, mom or dad, to please remember us. Please, we need $20 for shoes. We need sandals. And my mom had promised to come and get us within, you know, a few months. But children really don't understand time, which is why when you are riding with them in a car, they'll say, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Yeah.
And so I was waiting and waiting, and the days passed into months, and the months passed into a year, and the year into 2 years. And I finally learned to stop crying and stop asking. We learned to defend ourselves as kids. And I just learned that everything was over. About 3 years later, I finally did come back to America, and my sisters were here. My parents had tried to work it out again, but again, they just fought and gave up. And I had, at that time, I didn't cry anymore, Danny. I had learned to really train myself never to shed tears, never to show a soft side, because you get picked on if you show a soft side. The people will crush your soul if you love them. And I learned, and my sisters and I learned, all four of us, to stand back to back to fight. We learned to be very tough little girls. So when I came back to Honolulu, I went to Washington Intermediate at the 12 years of age. I had become a very hardened, withdrawn girl. And I just didn't really love much of anybody except for my sisters at that point. So it was kind of a really hard beginning. And what we also found out soon after was that my sister Tina was going through a lot of sexual molestation at the hands of a family member in Tonga. So there was some physical violence, there was the sexual molestation, and of course the abandonment issues of having to, after a parent's divorce, lose both parents and move to a third world country where we were hungry. It was a little bit of a hard deck of cards that had been dealt to us.
Wow, Dawn. You know, part of why I feel it's just so meaningful for you to share. Sometimes when God gives us a large platform, sometimes people don't really understand where or even what pain or what suffering God has allowed us to go through, enabled us to go through, put us through, in order to build in us a certain kind of resolve, a strength, a resilience. And, you know, we're in this series, Hope in a Time of Crisis. And I think it's appropriate at this time, especially having you here to share like that. And I, and you know, Dawn, I appreciate the openness and the grace and the liberty in which you're sharing, because it's deep. It's deep. You know, so here you are, you're in this place in your life. Where do you go from there? What happened next?
Thank you for asking, Danny, and I thank you for your appreciating the gut level honesty. A lot of people listen to the dawn of a new day each and every day in Hawaii Nei, and we hear the happy side of things, but know that there is a deep appreciation for hard times as well. My friends, I have walked through it with you, that the Lord our God says, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be with you, he promises. And I didn't know that when I was 12 years old, coming back into a very hard home situation. At that point, as I said, I was here in Honolulu with my three sisters. My dad had flown to the Big Island again to work there. And my mom was here, but she worked two or three jobs to support us as a single mom. We were on welfare. And we ran the city of Honolulu as little runts. We just were, can you imagine, four girls around that age of 12 and all the way down. We used to beg for money at Ala Moana bus stop. We used to go beg for quarters or a dime. And the other day, my baby sister Kiaka said to me, remember that one time, the way this lady looked at you when you asked her for a dime? And I said, Noah, I think I blacked that out of my memory, Kiaka. Thanks for bringing that up. But she said, we used to, you know, beg for this money, and people would give us funny looks, but they'd give us the money. We'd catch the bus, go up North Shore, cruise, swim the beach, go Sandys. And then finally one day, to get us back on the track, we moved to the Big Island because my dad was a disciplinarian. He wanted us in the house by 4 o'clock to do chores. We had dinner every day at the family table by 5. We were to be in bed at 8 o'clock after having done our homework, and to definitely by 9, lights out after you read a book. My dad was a loving disciplinarian, and the scripture says that our father disciplines us because he loves us. When I lived with my mom, I was running all around the city of Honolulu. Anything could have happened to four young girls, and thank God it didn't. But I knew in my soul I wanted discipline in my life, and that she perhaps was not in a place to be a good parent, but my dad cared. The fact that we had family dinner, I bucked and I screamed. And a lot of parents, you'll relate to this, when you set down rules for your children, and they do, they test those walls, but those walls tell us that you love us. And I needed that in my life. And then a funny story, we came back to church. We had kind of grown up at St. Joseph's in Hilo, Catholic, Irish Catholic family. But my dad was going to get remarried to this lady who happened to be kind of a new age hippie kind of lady. My dad, the Catholic, staunch, very conservative, he went to a friend in Hilo and he goes, brah, help me out. You got to help me. I'm going to marry this lady. She's kind of a new age out there left field lady, but I love her and we got to go back to church because she said she needs a om experience. Om.
Yeah.
And you know, that was kind of tripping out our family because we're not like that at all. He goes, so I need something that's kind of very Catholic and kind of new age. I'm all the way on the other side of the scale. Do you know any church like that that's like way right wing and then on the other side way left out and outfield? And the guy goes, Mike, I got the perfect church for you. New Hope Christian Fellowship just started with Pastor Wayne Cordero. It's over at the Boys and Girls Club. Huh. Go check it out. It's the best Christian hippie church you'll ever meet. So I was about 14 years old when we first walked in with my dad and his brand new wife. She had four boys. He had four girls. And we would be beefing out in our family van. It was not the Brady Bunch singing in our van. We were beefing. And we would walk into church and we would hear Pastor Wayne Cordero, who had just started his ministry there. And he would say, welcome to New Hope Christian Fellowship. And we'd sit in front. The sisters would all be all by ourselves up in the front row. And I'd look at that man, he's a short man, and I was taller than him already in ninth grade at Hilo High. And then I would turn to my sisters and I'd go, hey, who am I? Welcome to New Hope Christian Fellowship. I'm Pastor Mickey Mouse. And then they would crack up, right? Wow. And that was awful, but I was heckling Pastor Wayne. And to come to a quick point, I never got kicked out of Pastor Wayne's church. Hmm. Week after week, I'd show up, I'd sit in the front seat, and I'd heckle him. My sisters and I would laugh, and then the biggest bouncer of the church, I'm sorry, the biggest usher in our church, Uncle Arthur Hoke, who worked in the prisons on the Big Island, he would come up and he'd go, girls, get up, you can go outside, and when you're done laughing, you can come back and pay attention.
Wow.
And you know what? After 6 months, there came a day when Pastor Wayne Cordero looked out, and he talked about a man who had become suicidal. And at that point, I was 15 years old. I was suicidal. I was withdrawn. I couldn't talk to anybody except my sisters. And Pastor Wayne said, if you feel like you want to die, give up your life, but give it up to the Lord. If you've been in rock bottom for too long and you keep digging yourself a new rock bottom, if you would rather be in a grave right now. And I started to cry for the first time in 5 years. I started to cry.
Hmm.
And he said, with your heads bowed and with every eye closed, if you want to say yes to Jesus and you are ready to give up and you want to give him your life, say yes to Jesus, raise your hand right now. And slowly I looked around, I peeked really fast, and I lifted my hand. Hmm. Pastor Wayne looked me in the eye and I was crying and crying. The rock had broken. And he said, good. You're lifting your hand, you get a second chance today. God is going to take your life. Jeremiah 29:11, that God has a future and a hope for you, a plan not for your calamity, but for a future and a hope. And he looked me right in the eye. And I so appreciate that to this day, that Pastor Wayne did that for me. Hmm. But here's where I kind of started to cheat, Danny. I lifted my hand, I said yes to Jesus, but in that same second, I'm so kolohe, I prayed the second prayer. I said, okay, I say yes to Jesus, but God, I want to work for you one day, and I want to be just like that man. And I pointed at Pastor Wayne, and I said, I want to speak like him, I want to impact this world like him. So I don't want to be this shy, withdrawn little Hilo High ninth grader anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to
mm-hmm.
go forward and become a speaker for this world, because nothing else is worth it.
You know, when you hear a story like this, I think there's something that will well up inside. And that's why when we come back from our break, we're going to find out more. One of the things that could well up inside is like you touch a reservoir of hope. Because how far down can you be? To be suicidal, but then to find hope. The other thing is that not only can you find hope, but what you truly desire to be, what God made you to be, can become a reality. When we come back, Don O'Brien is going to share more. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our special rebroadcast interview with Don O'Brien. As you listen to her share right from her heart, and the Lord touches your heart, if you'd like to find out more what it means to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and how to do so, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And here's now more with Don O'Brien. To hear more programs like this, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Send us prayer requests. Danny at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And if you know a story, maybe you want to share your story. We'd love to hear it. Maybe you might say, yeah, I gotta get my friend on that show. People need to hear this testimony too. Well, send it to us. We'd love to hear from you. Danny at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Before our break, Dawn was sharing, really, and I go back and I think, man, there's nothing like the cleansing of a gut level sharing. Just right out into the open and especially to connect, because you know, where are you today? Are you facing a test? Are you being challenged? Have you come to a place in your life when you've felt some despair? Maybe like your back is against the wall and you've run out of options. Maybe you're so demoralized, you're dwelling in a state of depression, or you've been there before and you kind of wonder, maybe I'm going to get there again. Maybe it's a physical ailment that just has knocked you off your feet, knocked you out. You can't function like you normally function. Maybe it's a financial challenge. Maybe you feel like it's an absolute calamity, a disaster. Well, just like Dawn shared, there she was, just a young girl, a teenager. And there at New Hope, she listens to Pastor Wayne Cordero, and the hope of the Lord, the good news of Jesus Christ, enters into her heart. She receives Jesus into her heart at that very moment, and her life was catapulted into a new level. Let's find out a little bit more from Dawn. What happened? Share with us.
Thank you, Danny. And as we were talking off air a little bit, what I've come to realize now, much later, many years later, is that at that age, I got saved at 15. It was 1985, about 1986 at Hilo, at New Hope Hilo, right when Pastor Wayne was getting started. I gave my life to the Lord, and he took that and went so far. I was very withdrawn. A ninth grader at Hilo High, I would speed walk to my next class. I'd hang my head low, not make any eye contact. I would stare actually at my big size 11 feet, and yes, I was a great swimmer with my big flippers. I literally walked on to the swim team. But I would stare at my feet, and I try not to bump into anyone or talk to anybody, and I was a real loner, a lonesome loser up on the third floor of the A building at Hilo High. And people would actually bump into me just to get me to say hi, just to kind of tease me. Hmm. And when I got saved, I decided I was going to overcome my extreme fear of not just public speaking, but even saying hi to people. I couldn't do it. And so I started to take drama classes, and I know your question. They teach classes for that? Drama queen, really? Yes, they do. I started to take drama classes. I started out as one of the black people. I would wear black and do technical things and be behind the curtain. Slowly, I got a small bit part. They would teach me to do public presentation, how to be expressive and dramatic, and how to enunciate, how to project my voice. A lot of these gifts I was going to be needing in the future for the destiny, for the future and the hope, the plan that God had for me. Little did I know. I went on to UH Hilo, and I graduated with a double degree, one in communications, one in English. I love to read. And then I came to UH Manoa to get a master's degree because I was so determined that what the enemy had done to me as a child would not persist for the rest of my life, that I was truly to become a broadcaster, a speaker for the living God, and tell people to come back from the brink the way that God had brought me back from the brink of death and destruction.
You know, Don, how many... You think it's common for people to, you know, like how you felt suicidal as a teenager and just ready to just give it all up.
Yes.
Do you see the enemy, the devil, doing that to people?
Thank you, Danny. And that's, I was sharing with you off air, but that's a point that the Lord has led me to this realization. It's what I would call the Terminator effect. And we know that Satan is called the enemy of our souls, that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, but that God comes to bring us life in all of its abundance. Same verse, a ray of victory at the end. But that Terminator, if you ever saw that Arnold Schwarzenegger film that we often make a few jokes and we know it very well, but essentially the Terminator was sent back in time to take out or to kill a young boy named John Connor by killing his mom. So he shows up in the beginning of that film, but a warrior from the good side comes back and says, "You have been targeted for termination, Sarah Connor, and it is important that you stay alive." And he told her what was coming for her, and he was there to guard her. I think any time God has a humongous plan, a destiny for a future and a hope for any of his anointed and appointed people, which is all of us, the enemy comes back like the Terminator to take us out before the fulfilling of that call. Before you come to the fullness of the call of God on your life, the enemy of our souls knows that plan also, and he tries to come back in time to hurt us and destroy us. And Danny, that happened to yourself when you fell off the pulley and you lay there before the living God. But the enemy comes, even it happened to Jesus Christ. His family had to flee the first night of his life, exiled to Egypt because the enemy was trying to kill him. Sometimes it may not be that dramatic where it's literally killing you, but it could be, as you just said, a financial fallout. Today I talked to a dear lady, a friend, who said her marriage is on the rocks and she doesn't care anymore. She asked him to get out, and they might be going to counseling, but she's not going to try. I know other friends who have been married for years. You think they'd always be together. It's kind of on the rocks. Right now in these financial, economic hard times, that's the number one reason for a lot of marriages to fall apart. But it's not just marriages. I'm hearing from friends who are just starting a relationship or wanting to start it, and Satan can create abortions in relationships not coming to pass yet. There's a whole spectrum of things, but essentially the bottom line is he comes to steal our joy, kill our testimony, and destroy our souls. And that's not going to happen as far as God is concerned, and where Don O'Brien wants to stand up and say, it happened to me, but it doesn't have to happen to you, friend. There is a God who overcomes that and says, I will be with you even until the ends of the ages. Yeah. There is a future and a hope.
That is good. Good stuff, Don. We need to hear it. Mm-hmm. Keep sharing it. Keep telling it.
Thank you.
And I want to tell it too, you know.
And
because,
you do, Danny.
Because I know what it's like. I know what it's like. You know what it's like to be in despair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we grow in the Lord, we come to a point where at some point we begin to, maybe, you know, when we're young, people tell us, hey, you gotta wise up.
Yeah.
You know? We come to a point where, even if just a little bit, yeah, we wise up. And part of it, and I think it's God's grace, mm-hmm, that allows us to wise up, is to begin to understand that it's in the moment of the challenge.
Yes.
The difficulty.
Yes.
The pain.
The suffering.
Even, yeah, in the times when we can't even describe it. We're so frustrated. It's at that critical moment where we are being literally transformed by God,
yes,
to become stronger, tougher, wiser. Mm-hmm. We don't like it. It's uncomfortable. We want to run from it, but it's in that moment. So even like when you were saying about where people are at today, mm-hmm, it could be their finest hour.
Yes.
The moment of impending, seeming tragedy. You're on the threshold. Mm-hmm. This is that moment.
Absolutely.
This Your could breakthrough be might be here.
The Garden of Gethsemane. This could be the hour where you are begging God to take this cup of suffering from me, just as Jesus begged in that final night. But if this be your will, then may thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I will receive this suffering because I know this is your will, my Father.
You know, the Lord has given you a victorious spirit, mm, a triumphant spirit, and just that alone, it exudes hope for people. It's the Spirit of the Lord in and through you. Mm-hmm. And it came over the course of time,
yes,
right? You went through a process. You came to know the Lord there. You took us back years ago to the beginnings of New Hope Hilo, mm-hmm, with Pastor Wayne. But there was a journey that took place that God brought you through to develop you, to lay some foundation stones in your walk with God, mm-hmm, that I think would be extremely inspirational and practical to our dear listeners today. So when we come back, Don is going to share with us a little bit of the process, what God took her through, and I think there'll be some handles that you can also grab onto as you ride the seeming roller coaster of life sometimes with those ups and downs. But those handles will give some stability in the midst of it. Take it as from the Lord as He delivers it to you through Don O'Brien. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our special rebroadcast interview for They Found the Answer, this special evangelism program, and now featuring an interview with Don O'Brien, a real heartfelt time with Don O'Brien. As you listen, if you feel the prompting of the Lord and you want to find out more about what it means or how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now here's more with Don O'Brien. We're talking about process, progress, God's hope. We're talking about dreams and destiny. How even at her point, just as a ninth grader, a teenager, there in church, she hears, through Pastor Wayne, she hears the call of the Lord on her life. And a dream is birthed inside. But what about you? Is there a dream in your heart? Is there a longing in your heart? Is there something that you've been through and the dream seems to have faded away because of some trials that you're facing? And you think, what was I thinking? How foolish of me to have thought that that could actually happen. And you're in the midst of a process. Well, Dawn has been through years of a process. She talked about how she actually went to school, took drama class because she was preparing. God was preparing her. But there are some things that take place in the midst of that. And I want Dawn, can you share with us what the process was like for you?
Yes, I prayed that prayer that I wanted to be a world speaker to talk about the love of God that brought me back from the brink of death and destruction. And I will live my every breath, my every word, hopefully every action. I'm not perfect, but I give it my best shot that I will help people see the love of God or hear the love of God. And I did go to school for that. I got a master's degree in speech communication, and instantly Pastor Wayne said, you need to come work for me, girl. He had had me on staff at New Hope Hilo and asked me to come work here at New Hope Oahu. Since then, we went on to co-host a television show that he was the host of, and I was the co-host, called Connecting Point, connecting real faith with real life. Yeah. And we also did, you know, now I'm on a radio program. I also assisted with his written resources, books, newsletters, things like this, the internet website, enewhope.org. And the Lord continues to call me forward. I've been able to speak nationally or in many different states, from the West Coast to the East Coast, down in the South, where now they're struggling with the Gulf Coast oil mix-up. You know, I'm praying for friends there. I've been able to speak in many different places, and God continues to call me forth, but it was a process. The one thing that I hold on to, Danny, very dear to my heart, is you said earlier about my story. Every person has a life story, and it heals to be real with that story. No matter what your story was, once we face whatever that trauma, that tragedy, where Satan will try to break you, God will make you. And Pastor Wayne once taught me that if your heart is going to break, let it break unto the Lord, because the only other place it can break is onto this world and unto Satan, and Satan will destroy you. So if your heart is to break, break unto the Lord. And so not only does it heal to be real with that tragedy or trauma, but it appeals to be real. When I share, I try my very best to be as honest as possible with who I am as a woman and who I am as a Christian. And a lot of times we think we have to kind of be this cotton candy Christianity, very sweet and airy and fluffy, and that does not appeal, because people have real bills, real problems, real fights. I mean, and I'm just talking about this morning, we had all of those three things. And so if we appeal by being real with that with the world, when they look to us and say, well, how are you doing in your marriage? Well, not so great, but I have to learn submission, or I have to learn to pray, or I have to learn to just keep my mouth shut, or a very spicy word that doesn't appear in the Bible will come flying out of that mouth towards that person. So for me, it appeals to be real. And when we speak, whether it's a platform of being in a private conversation one-on-one, or in a very public platform, as I have been able to speak in front of thousands, they will see Jesus, hopefully. He says, let your light so shine that they will see your good works and glorify your God who is in heaven. And that's what I'm trying to do. I just try to shine, Jesus, shine, and blaze, Spirit, blaze on a daily basis, whether that's the dawn of a new day on 95.5 The Fish or in a private dinner party. Wherever that might be, it appeals to be real. So the process was, I prayed that prayer. God does answer prayer. But then to be honest with your friends. The world loves reality TV, reality radio.
Right.
They just want you to be real.
You know, you talk about being honest with your friends. You talk about your group of... You know, one of the things that we sometimes, when we face difficulties, we kind of, almost instinctively, we kind of float away into isolation.
Absolutely.
Why is that? Why do people do that?
Interesting that it is a human thing from the Garden of Eden when they ran away after sinning, both Adam and Eve. You read about it in The Art of War, which was written by a Chinese warrior thousands of years ago, that one of the most effective ways to wage war is to isolate and then destroy. It's easier for me to kill off one standing alone or a little lamb standing by itself than to go after a flock with the shepherd. So for us, we want to withdraw. We don't want to tell the truth. I have a group of friends. My accountability group is called the Divine Divas, and we tell you the acrostic for divas, not trying to be, you know, one of those prima donna divas or a desperate housewife. Diva stands for devoted, inspired, I forget the V, but I'm going to make it up, vivacious and anointed. So that's what a diva is. And with Kathy Thurston, Charlotte Sconning, and Lanu Tilton. And Kathy will get in my face. She's like, Dawn O'Brien, I realize you're still a single lady, but you keep those legs on lockdown. Cha-chink! Lock it down, girl. And I'm like, oh, that's some reality Christianity right there. Or at one point, Pastor Wayne Cordero was my dad and also my spiritual shepherd, my pastor for so many years growing up. You know, I felt like part of the family, and I got into a little bit of trouble with this one guy I was dating in college. And, you know, this was kind of recently. And he said, well, it was in the past 6 years. And he brought us together, and nothing serious had happened. We hadn't violated or fallen morally, but we were kind of on that path, to be honest. And he sat us down, and he looked at the gentleman, and he goes, I'll go and slap your head, brah. You better keep your hands off love her. And same thing, where I think if we love each other as Christians, we're going to lock each other down and say, watch out, the enemy is coming to steal, kill, and destroy you. He will take every opportune moment to take you out.
Yeah.
And sometimes, Danny, to advance that line of logic, the next step is maybe you did fall. Guess what? I am the foremost of sinners. I say it every time I get a pulpit. I don't know why God puts me on a pulpit, because I have fallen. We each fall short of the glory of God daily. And I say, you know, in the New Testament, my favorite author, Paul, said he is the foremost of sinners, which is a lie, and that might help his case. But I, Don O'Brien, am the foremost of sinners. God still takes me back, because we all fall, Danny. So if you're listening right now and you think, oh, Don O'Brien, she doesn't know what it's like to be in a pit, to be a helpless sinner. Friend, I am as helpless as you are without this Jesus, without this God. I've been in that muck and mire pit. I cannot help myself out. And there are days when I have hard moments, Danny, and I remember somebody asked me, how do you know Jesus is real? Tell me right now, how do you know he's real? You know what my answer is? He's the only one who could get me out of that muddy pit. Because I tried climbing the walls, and I just get slimier and muddier and dirtier. He's the only one who can help me out and keep me out. But there are days you slip. You might fall. But break that heart unto Jesus, and he will bring you back.
You know, these are important words. Important words for us to hear. For us to embrace. Because which one of us hasn't at some point not just slipped? You know, sometimes you slip and you catch yourself, and but no, slipped and fallen hard.
Yeah.
So hard you feel shame, and you think, man, how about this one? Slip and fall hard, and you feel not only shame, you feel like a hypocrite, because you got restored before, and you blew it again. And you blew it again, and you let everyone down. You even let yourself down. Sometimes when you can't even respect yourself. Even for me, Don, when I think, you know, that's why I love the Lord so much.
Amen.
Because he's still there. Who else is there? He's still there. And I guess we can testify today that he's there for you too. His arms are outstretched. His love is certain. His love for you does not change. He is faithful, compassionate, and strong. And for anyone to come to a place of brokenness, sometimes that's the most beautiful place to be. And that's where you and I, when you're there, you're at the right place to be restored.
Yes.
And to be lifted up, and all the divine resources of the Lord are resourced to you, disposed to you. And there's no acting. There's no. It's not a sham anymore.
No,
that's what you were talking about, Don, about being real.
Yes,
we're gonna talk some more real stuff when we come back, because that's where it's at. We're talking about real faith, real life, the real Jesus.
Amen.
And your real situation right now, because the Lord wants to touch you. Would you let him make a difference in your life? That's one of the best things you can do. Surrender to God and receive his love. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Don O'Brien.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Amashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Amashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our special rebroadcast interview. In this program, They Found the Answer, a special feature rebroadcast of our time with Don O'Brien in this heartfelt moment. Take a while here and just take it in. Here's more with Don O'Brien. A special guest today, Don O'Brien. You know, Don, we've been talking throughout the show about reality and your walk and your how God has worked in your life and how He's expanded your ministry, mm-hmm. your platform, literally, via radio and your public speaking ministry, mm-hmm. The invitations that you receive all over the country, mm-hmm. and you know, today people are facing challenging times, mm-hmm. and you've shared a lot of insights on that. But you know, today, what would you say to somebody who is saying, "Hey, Don, you know, you were like when you were with Pastor Wayne, and you said I want to be like him." You know, there are maybe some women that are thinking, you know, "Gosh, that's why so many people listen to the show, right? Because they can identify with you, and they feel, man, and even my own wife, you know, they love." They love listening to Don O'Brien, the dawn of a new day.
I pay Jamie and the kids to listen to 95.5 in the morning.
and there are certain things that, characteristics that just, there's an ebullience to you. But you would attribute it to the Lord. And how,
absolutely.
How though, you know, when someone might say, you know, I want that quality.
Mm.
I want that virtue. I want that kind of faith.
Yes.
You know, I'm like that too with certain men of faith. You know, when you talk about Pastor Wayne, to have a man like that, but it inspires us.
Yes.
God uses you to inspire people. Mm. Somebody might be saying, you know, how could God use me in that way? How could God use me in a bigger way? How
sure.
can God use me in the fulfillment of that the dream that I have in my heart?
Mm.
What would you say to somebody like that?
Love that question. The number one question I get the most on the dawn of a new day, we have young kids come because of Keiki Corner and moms and homeschool groups. The number one question I get when they come by the fish tank is, "Auntie Dawn, How many cups of coffee do you drink every day to sound like you do and to have that much joy? And I said, you know what? Sure, there's a little bit of caffeine in Java, and I have one cup. I didn't say what size that one cup of coffee is. But for real, the deal is it is not Jehovah Java of coffee. It is Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Yes.
And that he says to speak the truth in love. Mm. Right? So I always remember in my head that he says faith, hope, and love, 1 Corinthians 13, and the greatest of these is love. And so at all times, I really do work on my voice, even the mechanics of offering our very best, my voice, to be able to broadcast that you would sound happy, that there's a smile on your face when you're talking on radio, like right now, because people will hear a smile.
Yeah.
And they hear the love coming out of your heart. For me, I mastered a lot of, or I kneel before the master and offer and master my gifts of public communication and articulation and speaking. But the other things that we get to do in order to refine that joy, that faith, hope, and love, is I had to simplify my life, Danny. I don't think that Christianity is an easy walk at all. That's a big lie. If anyone in our faith is called a hypocrite, it would be the person who tells you Christianity is easy. And I think that person is Satan selling that pack of lies, that Christianity is easy. I continue to go through trials and tests and falls and failures to this day. But I have got to, as he said recently to me in one of the valleys, that he walks with me, that we shall fear no evil, for your God walks through with you through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, Dawn, I need you to simplify your life. And about 3 years ago, I weighed 217 pounds. I was pretty heavy. I'm half Polynesian, but I took that literally. I went super size for super sole. And I was eating a lot. I was unhappy with how hard I was working in the ministry, and I was blaming God. And one day I was doing my devotions in my Bible. Hebrews 12:1 is my favorite, one of my favorite life scriptures. And it says that we should strip aside every encumbrance or weight that so easily encumbers us and every sin that trips us up. And then the Lord stopped. He was still, and he said, and I'm talking about your physical weight, Don. You're too heavy right now. You need to lose weight. I started crying, Danny. I said, Lord, how dare you talk about my weight? I have loved you since I was 15. It's been decades. Mm-hmm. You taught me that King David was a man after your own heart because of his heart, that you look not at the outer appearance, but about our hearts. How dare you? And I cried for 3 days, Danny. But the Lord had a plan for me. He said, I need you to lose the weight because of what's coming spiritually. You need to be ready physically to run a marathon, a spiritual marathon to help my people. Mm-hmm. So all of that to say, yes, I worked on my speech communication. I work on my body. I've now lost about 40 pounds. That's two whopping rice bags off this body because I needed to do a lot of preaching, a lot of teaching, and to just be confident on stage. So those are some of the practical things. But also, he said, simplify your life, not just lose weight physically on your body, but in your life is too cluttered. I need you to just get to the point where you're going to do three things. One, you're praying a lot. To pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. Prayer, I heard recently from Sheila Walsh, is the church made a mistake in teaching that it's something we do, it's something we are. We pray without ceasing. Second, I'm to read the Bible every day and sharpen my sword of the Spirit. And third, I am to keep speaking for God at all opportunities.
And you're progressing very, very well.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
You know, it's such a blessing to have you. You're a blessing to the state of Hawaii. You're a blessing wherever you go. And the heart that you have for the Lord is it's a real touching inspiration to all of us. And I appreciate you being here. A heartfelt moment with Dawn O'Brien. If you'd like to learn more about how to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also have a list of churches who partner with us, as well as businesses who can also help meet your needs. The Bible says in Isaiah 43:1, I have summoned you by name, you are mine. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Dawn O'Brien. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Leah Rodriguez. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today. Thank you.
you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.